Motor Academies. The Battle for Sedgehill School, James Kerr. Parents, teachers, and school students in Lewisham are angry. Labour-run Lewisham Council in South London plans to dismiss the governors and head teacher at Sedgehill School and impose an interim executive board IEB, a precursor to Sedgehill, being forced into being an academy. On the 12th of December, over 400 people, mainly students at schools threatened by academisation, joined a noisy lobby of the council. Teachers are organising too. Martin Powell Davies, Lewisham National Union of Teachers NUT secretary and a Socialist Party member, has conducted an indicative ballot of NUT members in the five schools at risk. They voted by 98.4% on a 73% turnout to take a programme of strike action, a vital part of fighting academies. The council claims Sedgehill School is failing as its exam results dropped by 9%. But exam results nationally went down by 7%. Even Ofsted, the government's education inspectors, deem Sedgehill to be improving. And as Year 11 student Amodera said, it's more than just a school to me now, everyone there is my family. Academies aren't going to accept everyone, but Sedgehill does, because it is a community school. Sixth former Syarban Prince said, all the opportunities I have derived from being at Sedgehill. Even being out here today speaking on the microphone comes from the confidence Sedgehill gave me. Lewisham Council's attack is all about the breakup of local authority-run education, and also cutting costs as part of the council's 33% cuts package over 4 years. Students at Sedgehill and Prendergast schools echoed socialist students' call for student action. They are now discussing how to build a united school student strike, if the policies are forced through. The actions are having an impact already. The council pushed ahead with its plans for an IEB at Sedgehill, but when the new term started, the old head teacher was still in charge. Tory Education Secretary Nicky Morgan has delayed deciding on Lewisham's application. Bethnal Green Academy, whose principal had been named as Lewisham's preferred option as the academy's new executive headmaster, may not have expected to face a mass campaign. Stop Academies in Lewisham say L will fight academisation whatever the council or the academy lobby do. Martin Powell Davis says the NUT will call for strike action if the council carries on with its policies. The big demonstrations have gained media publicity. When Martin Powell Davis announced he would stand as trade unionist and socialist coalition candidate in May's general election in Lewisham West and Penge, the South London press mischievously headlined this: elect me, I'll save school. The fight is on to save Lewisham schools. Academies and free schools are major planks of the Condem's education policy. They are outside local authority democracy and are, effectively, unaccountable private companies. They promise increased funding, but at the expense of the remaining local authority schools. They don't have to follow the national curriculum nor teachers' national pay and working conditions agreements. Also, claims that higher educational standards are achieved by such schools do not hold water,